All right, buckle up, everyone, because you asked for it. A deep dive into uncharted territory. We're taking on a Noelian perspective of Carrie's expanding Earth.
This is gonna be good.
Oh, it's a wild one. We're talking geology, cosmology, shaking the foundations of how we understand our planet and maybe even the universe itself.
Ambitious. I like it.
Right. So we start with geologist S. Warren Carey back in 1975. And let me tell you, this guy was not afraid of a little controversy.
Oh, lay it on me. What did Carey propose that ruffled so many feathers?
Picture this. Plate tectonics, the idea of Earth's crust being these moving puzzle pieces, it's just starting to gain real traction in the scientific community. And Carey comes along and says, hold on a minute, what if the Earth isn't just shifting around, but actually growing, like the whole planet getting bigger?
Whoa, talk about a paradigm shift. That's going against the grain in a big way.
You can say that again. It was a bold claim, no doubt.
Yeah.
And while it's not the prevailing theory today, what I find so fascinating about Carey's work is that it tries to tackle some of the things that traditional plate tectonics really struggles to explain.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So we've got a scientific rebel challenging the status quo with a theory that even today has some folks scratching their heads. Where do we even go from here?
Well, this is where our deep dive takes that extra mind-bending leap, because the excerpt doesn't just stop at Carey's expanding Earth, oh no. It takes his ideas and throws them headfirst into this other completely mind-blowing concept, Noelian cosmology.
Noelian cosmology. All right, now you're really speaking my language. This is getting exciting. For our listeners who might not be familiar, can you give us a little taste of what Noelian theory is all about?
Oh, you bet. So picture this. Forget the Big Bang. Instead, imagine a universe where creation is continuous, it's happening everywhere, all the time, like a never-ending fireworks display.
I love that image. A universe that's constantly being born, always in motion.
Exactly. And it's all driven by this constant interplay of what the theory's creator, David Noel Lynch, calls particle and wave states. So we're not just talking about Earth getting a little bigger around the edges here. We're talking about the entire universe being on this constant growth spurt, fueled by this cosmic dance of particles and waves.
Okay, now my mind is officially starting to bend. So we've got this expanding Earth and a universe where creation is just the natural order of things. This is where it gets really interesting. What does this particle wave frenzy have to do with the mountains, the oceans, all the things we see around us?
Sure.
How does Carey's work play into all of this?
So, how does it all work? What does this particle wave dance have to do with the mountains, the oceans, all the things we see around us?
Right. Like, how does this theory actually play out in the real world? That's the exciting part. What's fascinating is how Carey's observations, seen through this Noelian lens, start to offer answers to some big geological puzzles. For example, take the age of the ocean floor. It's way younger than the continents, which is hard to explain if Earth has always been the same size. But when you bring in this idea of continuous creation, as Noelian cosmology does, it starts to make more sense.
Okay, I'm following you. So instead of a static Earth, we're talking about a planet that's constantly being, what, repaved from the bottom up.
That's a great way to put it. This constant interplay of particles and waves could be driving the creation of new oceanic crust at those mid-ocean ridges.
Like a cosmic conveyor belt, constantly refreshing the Earth's surface.
Exactly. And the continents, those ancient land masses, they're not just standing still either, right? They must be growing too, just at a different pace.
Okay, so they're growing too. Makes sense. Carey did observe that continents seem to expand outward from their oldest parts, almost like they're being stretched from within.
And that's where traditional geology explains it, through plate collisions and subduction zones. One plate dives under another. But Carey argued that these processes alone couldn't fully account for the amount of continental growth we see.
Interesting. So, what's Noelian cosmology's take on all this continental stretching?
Well, if the universe is constantly creating itself at a fundamental level, it makes you wonder, what if that's happening within Earth's interior too, just on a different scale? So continents could be expanding from the inside out as new matter is literally being birthed into existence.
Okay, now that is just mind-blowing. Like, our planet has a built-in expansion pack, always adding new real estate, but it doesn't stop there, does it? The excerpt also mentioned magnetic patterns in rocks and how they don't quite line up with what we'd expect if continents were fixed in place.
Ah, yes. That's another point where Carey's observations and Noelian theory converge. See, these magnetic signatures locked inside rocks, they tell a story of continents drifting across Earth's surface over millions of years.
We've all seen those maps showing how the continents used to fit together. Pretty cool stuff, but something's not quite adding up, right?
Right, because these magnetic patterns sometimes contradict where continents should have been based on plate tectonics alone. It's like finding pieces of a puzzle that don't quite fit, even though we know they belong to the same picture.
Okay, so how does Noellian theory make sense of these misplaced magnetic puzzle pieces?
Well, remember that continuous creation happening everywhere, all the time. This process, according to Noellian theory, could be affecting Earth's magnetic field in a big way.
Earth's magnetic field, the thing that protects us from all that nasty solar wind. Okay, go on. I'm listening.
Imagine it like a giant rubber band being stretched as the planet expands. This stretching and rearranging could create those seemingly anomalous magnetic patterns we see in the rocks.
So it's like trying to fit a growing child into clothes that no longer fit, huh? The basic structure is there, but the details are a bit wonky.
Exactly. That's a great analogy.
Wow. So much to unpack here. Expanding continents, ocean floors doing the wave, magnetic fields getting all twisted. And at the heart of it all, this idea of the universe constantly creating itself, like a cosmic 3D printer that never runs out of ink. But before my head explodes, help me out here. What does it all mean? How do we even begin to wrap our minds around these concepts?
You're not alone in feeling a little mind blown right now. And to be honest, that's what makes exploring these alternative theories so exciting. Carrie's observations, seen through this Noellian lens, really make us confront some huge assumptions about the universe. For one thing, we have to completely rethink what we mean by infinity.
Hold on. Redefine infinity isn't infinity. Well, infinite. How can you put boundaries on something like that?
It's a head-scratcher, for sure. In traditional cosmology, yeah, infinity is boundless, this kind of paradoxical concept we can't really grasp. But Lynch, in his Noellian model, he proposes a kind of bounded infinity.
Bounded infinity, okay.
He's suggesting that the universe is constantly expanding, but within limits set by the speed of light.
So not an infinity that stretches on forever, but an infinity that operates within certain boundaries.
Exactly. Like imagine a balloon expanding inside a box. It's still expanding, still growing, but within a set space.
Okay, I can picture that. The universe is always growing, but it's got its own, like, cosmic blueprint it has to follow. But the excerpt also talk about how time is affected too, right? It's not just space that gets flipped on its head with this theory. Our whole understanding of time is on the table.
Absolutely. Noellian theory tosses out our neat linear view of time. Instead of this straight line from past to present to future, it sees them as distinct states, almost like different dimensions existing all at once.
Okay, now my brain is doing backflips. So instead of a timeline, it's more like a timescape, time cube. I don't even know what to call it.
It's a huge EE paradigm shift. But as wild as it sounds, this multidimensional view of time helps explain some of those head-scratching things Carrie observed in the geological record. See, when you're not limited by this linear view of time, events that seem to be separated by millions, even billions of years in our traditional understanding, well, they could be happening much closer together, maybe even simultaneously in this Noellian framework. It's like realizing that the timeline of the universe isn't a straight line, but more like a tapestry with threads woven in and out of each other.
That's incredible, to say the least. But let's be real, even with these Noellian twists, this is still a very radical way of looking at the universe. What would it take to actually prove any of this? Can we even design experiments to test these ideas?
That's the beauty of science, always evolving. You're right, this theory pushes those boundaries of what we think is possible. But the excerpt does mention some tantalizing possibilities.
Like what?
Imagine being able to detect those subtle changes in Earth's gravity as it expands, or using incredibly powerful telescopes to look for evidence of this continuous creation process in how light from distant stars behaves.
So not just some fringe idea, but a potential pathway to completely changing how we understand the universe.
Exactly. And that's what makes Carrie's work, this whole Noellian perspective, so important. It reminds us that our scientific models, they're just that, models. They're our best attempts at understanding. But what if we're missing something fundamental? What if there's a completely different way of seeing the cosmos? One where expanding Earths and continuous creation aren't so crazy after all? That's the kind of question that should keep us all curious.
It definitely has me looking at the universe in a whole new light. Thanks for taking us on that wild ride. And a huge thank you to you, dear listener, for requesting this deep dive. It was just as much of a mind bender for us as we hope it was for you. Until next time, keep those questions coming, and remember, sometimes the most incredible discoveries happen when we dare to question everything we thought we knew.